Coming up on episode number 517, a show featuring songs that have absolutely no connection to each other than the fact that they were all submitted by independent artists, and they're all fantastic. You're going to hear covers of Del Shannon, Cameo, Laura Branigan, as well as the Smashing Pumpkins. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's October 21st, 2008. My name is Brian Ebbett, and welcome to another Indie Hodgepodge edition of Coverville. Yeah, independent artists who've submitted music to the show and really didn't want to wait for a theme show or a cover story to put these together for you. I wanted to present them to you fairly quickly after I received them because they're great, they're fantastic, and they deserve to be heard sooner rather than later. So that is what you're going to hear on tonight's show. And I realized I had to throw that Smashing Pumpkins because maybe I didn't quite grab you with the Laura Branigan cover. But you know what? You're going to love it. And it's coming up later on in the show. Let's go ahead and get things kicked off first with a cover by Sarah Love. It's L-O-V. I hope that's pronounced Love. She does this great cover of My Body is a Cage, which was originally done by Arcade Fire. Let's go ahead and jump right into that right now. Here's Sarah Love with My Body is a Cage.
Body is a cage that keeps me. to be a little boy, so old. Supposed to do the killer in me is a killer in you, my love. A sinner smile over to you. The killer in me is a killer in you.
Originally by the Smashing Pumpkins, that is Amy Mariello with her cover of Disarm. Fantastic version there, and I love how it just builds up to the end there. Fantastic. Disarm right there. Again, by Amy Mariello. Before that, you heard My Body is a Cage by Sarah Love from her Young Eyes EP. That is a cover of The Arcade Fire. Couple things I wanted to let you know about here on the show. Of course, Bluehost is the sponsor for Coverville tonight. Check them out at bluehost.com. $6.95 hosting, $6.95 a month hosting, I should say, with unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage space, and all those great features you'll see if you visit the site. Check them out at bluehost.com. Wanted to tell you about a couple things going on here. First off, made a mistake in the last episode of Coverville in the John Lennon cover story. I attributed the song I'm Down as being one of those songs written primarily by John Lennon, of course, you know, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, the principal, the main songwriters for the Beatles, not definitely, certainly not the only songwriters in the Beatles, but certainly the principal ones. The song actually was written by Paul McCartney. Of course, it was a Beatles track, so it wasn't completely out of place being on the John Lennon show, but we'll have to save, we'll have to play a John Lennon written a song on the Paul McCartney cover show to make up for that, just to keep things nice and balanced. Should we do that? Also, and more importantly, Coverville was nominated for 2 podcast awards. If you check out the site, if you check out coverville.com, I go into more detail about the nominations, but basically we were nominated for Best Music Podcast as well as Best Produced Podcast. And starting on October 23rd, for 15 days, you can go vote daily over at podcastawards.com for all of your favorite podcasts. There were 10 podcasts nominated in each category, and there are 22 categories. Please have a look and please do vote. Whether or not you vote for Coverville or not, it's a great way to get exposure for these podcasts, and I absolutely appreciate it if you do send a vote my way. I'm also happy to send you a daily email or a daily Twitter or even a daily text message to remind you if you so desire. I've got a couple people who've asked me to do that. Yes, you're included, Mom. And just let me know. Just send me an email at coverville@gmail.com. Let me know if you want a daily reminder, and I'll do something that's very non-obtrusive or intrusive, and let you, I'm sorry, remind you to go place your daily vote. But I do, if you do, if you don't mind, if you do have the time, then I do appreciate you going over to podcastawards.com and voting daily for Coverville, or hey, whatever your favorite podcast is in those categories. Check it out, podcastawards.com. Also, in Thursday's show, in day after tomorrow, I'm going to be doing a cover story for Weird Al Yankovic. During that show, I'm going to announce the new competition for Coverville Idol. I'm working on a few things to hopefully make this a very cool Coverville Idol competition. Basically, it allows independent artists and amateur musicians to contribute their covers to a competition. It'll be judged, and there will be prizes awarded to the favorites. So make sure to listen to Thursday's show for an announcement about the long-awaited Coverville Idol. I get an email every 2 weeks from somebody who's asking when the next edition of Coverville Idol is going to be happening. So just to let you know, I'll be making that announcement on the 23rd on Coverville. So check it out there. All right. I promised you a Laura Branigan cover. I know you've been on the edge of your seat waiting for a Laura Branigan cover. So now I'm finally happy to be able to bring this to you. This is excellent. This is by a band called Zapruder Point. He was nice enough to send me an actual CD. Did he put his name in here? No, but he's a discoverer. He just recently discovered Coverville, and he's a fan of the show. And you can check him out at myspace.com, Zapruder Point. Excellent. And you'll love his original stuff as well as his covers. Here's his cover, kind of a down-tempo version of Laura Branigan's Gloria, right now by Zapruder Point.
Calling,
Denny Bonet, featuring the New York band Betty, a girl group that is the featured group on the Showtime, is it? Is it Showtime? TV show The L Word, doing a great version of Cameo's Word Up. Okay, yeah, I know I've played two versions of Word Up in the past week. This will be the last of the two, don't worry. I don't have any more in store for next week. But what's really cool about that track is that the instruments you're hearing, it's just drums, synth bass, and a ton of violins. There's no keyboards, no guitars on that track at all, just drums, synth bass, and violins. How cool is that? Denny Bonet featuring Betty on that track. Before that, you heard Runaway, originally by Del Shannon, although that cover, I think, was inspired more by the Bonnie Raitt version. That was performed by Devi on her album Get Free, which is out now. Go check it out. It's excellent. She also does a fantastic cover of Neil Young's Needle in the Damage Done, which I'll save for a future show. But just fantastic. Devi with Runaway. And then that set started off with Laura Branigan's Gloria, reimagined, slowed down, made a little bit more emotional by a group called Zapruder Point. And that was a submission. If you want to hear more from any of these bands, make sure to check the links in the show notes, and that'll take you right to their websites where you can hear more. Let's see here. Okay, let's go ahead and jump to the last set here. Starting off with a cover of a Velvet Underground classic, Waiting for the Man. This is performed by Larry Tritell and Guy DeRosa from their self-titled debut album this year. Here's Waiting for the Man.
I'm waiting for the man, and you know I got $26 in my hand. Up to Lexington 125, feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive. You know I'm waiting for the man. Well, hey, white boy, what you doing uptown? Well, hey, white boy, chasing our women around. Well, pardon me, sir, it's furthest from my mind. Looking for a dear friend of mine. You know I'm waiting for the man. Our shoes and a big straw hat. He's never early, he's always late. First thing you learn is that you always gotta wait. You know I'm waiting for the man. I said, baby, don't you holler, mama, don't you scream and shout. So fine until tomorrow, but that's another time. You know why I'm waiting for the man. You know I'm waiting for the man. I'm waiting for the man. I'm waiting for the Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody is looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused. Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to be abused. Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Looking for something. Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the
in the style of Dokaka and other artists who've recorded entire songs using only the sound of their voice. That is George Robb with his cover of the Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams. You'll find that as part of his podcast, the Geologic Podcast. I don't know if he's going to put that on an album, but he sent that over to me just because he knew I'd like it, and I certainly did. Thank you, George, and thanks for all the great music. You should really check out his originals as well. Did a great album a few years ago called Interrobang that was just fantastic. Perfect if you're a fan of like Ben Folds and that style of music. Absolutely worth checking out George Robb. Before that, you heard William Batline with a cover of the Vince Guaraldi Trio's Linus and Lucy. You know, that song that's forever immortalized with the Peanuts Gang, the old cartoons, the Charles Schulz cartoons. That one was recorded in his garage, and he is just a Coverville listener who wanted to contribute something to the show that's not available anywhere except here on Coverville. So how's that? And then we start off that set with Larry Tritell and Guy DeRosa. They're on harmonica with their cover of Waiting for the Man, originally by Velvet Underground. And I believe you're going to find that on a CD coming up by the two of them. I'm not sure. I just checked their website to get some more information, and I'm not sure if that's going to be released. But if so, you will hear about it here as well. Make sure to check out the show notes for the show to see all the links to all of the artists that you heard on today's show. And you can discover more of their music by clicking their links, going to their MySpace pages, going to their websites, etc., etc. So look for that. And with that, we are going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support and all your contributions, be they via email, voicemail, music, musically challenged, whatever you do. So I really do appreciate that. And thanks again if you're planning on going to vote for Coverville over at the Podcast Awards, podcastawards.com. Make sure to check the Coverville website for news and information about that. And listen for Thursday's show, which will be, like I mentioned earlier, a cover story for Weird Al Yankovic. Now, this won't feature Weird Al Yankovic's parodies, unless I play covers of his parodies. This is still a Coverville. It's not a Parodyville show. So make sure you stick around for that. Also, an announcement about Coverville Idol coming up on Thursday's show as well. Whew, a lot of stuff. Until then, this is Brian Abbott Singh. That just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly. CacheFly.com.